Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on May 24th. It's one of New York City's most iconic structures, and on this day in 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge opened to the public after 14 years of construction. The bridge connected the two then separate cities of Brooklyn and New York for the first time, and thousands of Brooklyn and Manhattan residents turned out to witness the bridge's dedication by President Chester A. Arthur and New York Governor Grover Cleveland. Surprising fact, the bridge's designer, John Roebling, died before construction began. His son Washington Roebling took over as chief engineer, but became bedridden with compression sickness, or the bends, after working underwater. Although Washington still directed construction from bed, it was his wife Emily who supervised the project on site for the next 10 years until the bridge was completed. Also on this day in history, in 1543, Copernicus died. In 1844, Samuel Morse sent the first telegraph message. And in 1991, the film Thelma and Louise hit theaters. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode out now.
History This Week, May 29th, 1851. Akron, Ohio's Old Stone Church is packed to the brim. It's the second day of a big convention on women's rights. Hundreds of activists are there, but when one of them, Sojourner Truth, takes the floor, she stands out. Truth is a formerly enslaved woman, and her speech reminds the crowd that women's rights includes the rights of working women, of Black women, of women who are now enslaved. But this speech would be manipulated throughout history, and Truth herself boiled down to a fictionalized slogan. How and why did this feminist and anti-slavery activist get turned into a symbol? And who was she, really? Listen and subscribe to History This Week wherever you get your podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.